Question from Puri Ashish Kumar Prabhu. Isn't it that all miseries can be ultimately put as adhidaivik rather than differentiating them into separate categories? Answer: yes. Why do we need to stop at adhidaivik? Ultimately, if we want to go to the root, we can say all miseries originate only in one cause, that is forgetfulness of Krishna. So the scriptures do talk about things at that level, that because we have forgotten Krishna, we have come to the realm of matter, and this is, we are seeking enjoyment over here and we are suffering. But while we are in this world, for us to understand our situation better, we don't just look at ultimate causes, we look at mediate causes also, intermediate causes also. So the soul is encased in multiple coverings. For example, the soul is firstly in his own body-mind complex. And that body-mind complex gives certain sufferings, which are called as adhyatmik. And the soul is also placed in a social circle. And that social circle causes certain sufferings, and those are called as adhibhautik. And then the soul is placed in an environment, and that environment causes certain suffering. There may be too much heat, too much cold, too much rains. There may be floods and famines. And these are said to be adhidaivik. Now, for argument's sake, one can say that even the demigods who give these sufferings are controlling the body also. So the body and mental sufferings that we get are also coming from demigods. So you can call them adhidaivik. Similarly, we could say that all the other people, whatever way they behave, that behavior is also controlled by the demigods. And so it's at least shaped by the demigods, not entirely controlled. Even our bodily behavior, the demigods give us actions according to, impel us to behave or allow us to behave according to our own karmic destiny. So we could say that even the people also somehow, to some extent at least, their behavior is coming from the demigods, and so you could call it adhidaivik. But then the important principle to recognize in this classification is that there are these three kinds of coverings in which the soul is suffering, and we need to get out of all three. So as I said, if we can go beyond the adhidaivik, why are the demigods giving us suffering? The demigods are not malevolent, they are not sadistic, that they don't hate us and they don't delight in seeing us suffering. Actually, they are simply instruments for our own karma coming to us. So ultimately, we can point the cause to ourselves. It is I who am the cause of my greatest suffering. So when the Trivida Tap is talked about, it is not talking about that ultimate issues. It is talking about mediate issues. And in those mediate issues, it is certainly true that certain sufferings come from the body, certain come from the people around us, and people and other living entities around us, and certain come from higher forces which act through the medium of nature. And so this classification is indicative for us to understand how our different encasements, or how the soul's placement in different situations, different circles, causes its suffering. So it is not, there's no need to go into a hair splitting zone to analyze specifically which suffering falls in which category. But we have to recognize the underlying principle that we are all suffering, and therefore we need to cultivate Krishna consciousness and take the soul out of all these three circles and back to the spiritual circle of loving relationship with Krishna. That is the solution to all sufferings. Thank you.